The United States has announced that it has carried out a new strike on a boat off the coast of Venezuela, the fourth in recent weeks. This one comes after President Donald Trump declared that the U.S. is at war with drug cartels. He made the designation in a notice sent to Congress on Wednesday, which has been seen by multiple media outlets. Now, it says the president determined these cartels are non-state armed groups, designated them as terrorist organizations, and determined that their actions constitute an attack against the United States. Last month, the U.S. said it carried out three deadly military strikes on boats in the Caribbean, in international waters near Venezuela. It alleges that they were smuggling drugs. The U.S. has also built up its naval forces in the area and dispatched 10 F-35 aircraft to Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory. It's the biggest military deployment in the Caribbean in decades. The strikes have raised questions about whether the U.S. military is legally entitled to kill alleged cartel members under domestic and international law. By declaring the U.S. is involved in an armed conflict with the cartels, the Trump administration aims to provide a legal rationale for its actions. Well, the attacks have also increased tensions between the U.S. and Venezuela. Venezuela's left-wing authoritarian president, Nicolas Maduro, has accused Trump of a covert bid to oust him. The Trump administration accuses Maduro of being a narco-terrorist and a drug cartel leader and is offering a $50 million bounty for his arrest.